We begin the current daf, set Pesach and daf Mem. We begin the Amud Aleph. We begin to the master. Begin with the Gemara. Hocha Gisin Rabbeinu Chananel. This is Rabbeinu Chananel's gersa. Kol she'ilu manichin al pi avuv shel klayim. If you would put onto this tube of klayim, v'hei misfakers, and it would burst. So as we explain, what is this gersa avuv shel klayim, where Rabbeinu Chananel's gersa is as Tosfos quoted, which is different than our gersa. So Tosfos Pirush, what that means to say is clay, it's a vessel, she'bali kolayis, oisin boi kolayis. It's a certain tube that those would make roasted grain, granola, they would make it in there. But when we look at when there's two best holes in it, because I mean, very small, like the Gemara says in Menachat of Samach Vamelals, Menichim Metech Ov Shalklaim, they would put into this tube, Kedesh Digma Urba Kuli, so that it should get totally roasted, Vimes Bakas Mekoyach Ur, and they burst from the fire. And that's what our Gemara is talking about. And the Chimatzri B'Sevi Yashan, so to the refine found in the old book, B'Shem Rabbein Atam, and name Rabbein Atam, this girsa of, in contrast, our girsa is on top of the barrel, and then it bursts from the rum of the wine. Here, according to Rabbein Chananel, it's a different concept, is that when you put the wheat that were made wet, if you put on top of this above, it's going to burst from the fire, well, that's going to be Chametz and Vibin. Ketunik says the Master begins with the Gemara, Targuma Akamachim, translate that's going on. The case of the flour. Shteis explains, then what's the other case for? In other words, the Gemara had a question that you see that when we're talking about the laws of Tumah and Tahara regarding villages, of cities, that we see is called, you see, you can make Silas even from that weren't, didn't have Lasisa. That the Gemara answered that, no, this that we said that Tahayim is going on the case of the kemach, and not on the silas. That Bob is Tysus. He says, well, Tema is a wonder. Nahasha, now that we're seeing that silas, even of the village, is going to be Tomei, so am I Tomei Salasis? Why are we picking the case of silas at all? In other words, if you're going to say that Ein Lois and the Salasis were telling you that by the village is tar because you don't chew it, but now that you're saying that the silas, even of the village, is going to be Tomei, so then why are you mentioning it all the silas? That by villages are Tameh, and by the Krachim, it's also going to be Tameh. So, and that says, Taisis, Bishlam, what you could say is that actually, the Stalk and Ketani, that actually, this that was saying that Kamach is only going in the villages, that was saying that's going to be Tar, and the case of Silas is going on the cities, and that's the Chiddush that's going to be Tameh. So, it starts and tells you that, yeah, one is for one, and but it's not teaching anything for this case, but then one's for the other one, teaching Chiddush for that other case. The next text, the master begins with Zigmar, Kima Frisu Kifri. When you go ahead and you turn over the bundles, Hafrisu She Matzah, then turn it over for the purposes of the mitzvah of Matzah. Chase explains, how do we understand the Maskan Zigmar? Because Rav was saying that, yeah, it's a mitzvah to go ahead and make the wheat wet before you grind it for the purposes of Matzah so that it could be refined. And well, how do we know that? Because it says Ushmart Mesamatzis, and obviously that's from the time of harvesting, because there's an element of becoming chametzik, and that would only be if there was Lasisa. Now, but then the Gemara says that, and how do we know that he didn't back down from this, although the Gemara rejected his proof, because he told those who turned over the bundles, that when you do it L'shem Matzis Mitzvah. Now that is Tosfos, wait a second, Tosfos has to take a second look. He says, Vim Tim, if you're going to say, then Kivan this Svira Lake. The boy Shimon B'Shalat Sipuch, since he holds that you have to protect even when you're turning the bundles upside down. So how do you see that the mitzvah to go ahead and make them wet from the fact that you need Shimer? Maybe there's no mitzvah. Simply that because you need to protect it, you have to safeguard it from the beginning to the end, that it shouldn't have any water on it. But not that the Torah commanded you that you should make it wet so that you should be able to protect it from the chimetz, but that it shouldn't get wet at all. That's a taste for something you could say is that no. The Ikashima Kadesh Laitak, the primary protecting is that it shouldn't become a chametz stick. Now, that is Savar Rava. Rava held Ilav Shiashima Mechametz, Beshosh Odayan Dagon. If you don't have an element of something that it would have to be protected when it's still Dagon, when it's grain, Kagrain Lasisa, like what's the procedure of Lasisa? So then, then they would not have required you to go ahead and protect it in the beginning of the threshing, in the beginning of when it's digun, and because it's only that we're saying that if you have to protect it for when it became dagun, So then it's going to be even from the time of the beginning of the harvesting. But it has to be that at the time when it became Dagon, which is that later stage, was only possible in Sisa. Now that you have that, then yeah, it starts all the way in the beginning, as Rav did, even when, as Artez Damascus says, when they were turning the bundles upside down.